It says in the first parak of Chagiga, Hilcha Shabbos Harehem Keharim Hatluim Besara. What's complex about Hilcha Shabbos is that everything depends upon one pasuk, Mikra Muat V'Halachos Merubos. The Torah says, Lo Sasu Kol Melacha, and that's about it. And from that, we're going to have an entire Masechta with 39 categories of Melacha and all the toldos and all the principles. The Gemara says, My mikra muat, this on daf yunam and aleph, kigon hachofer guma b'shabbos. The eino tzarech el liafra, shepotur, according to Rav Shimon, yepotur because it's a malach shen tzricha legufa. According to Rav Yehuda, yepotur in such a case because it's makalkel. And why is that called? Okay, so that's halachas merubos. That's called mikra muat. And what's Keharin Hatluyim Besara. You know, it would seem that there is some sort of a remez from the Torah. And the Gemara answers, Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah. Umeleches Machsheves Lok Siva. In other words, in Shabbos, with regard to Shabbos, nowhere does it say Meleches Machsheves. What it says is Meleches Machsheves by Mishkan. So Rashi explains, Lefisha Samach Beparashas Vayakel, Parashas Shabbos, Parashas Mishkan. We have an equation between Vayakel and the Mishkan, and Parashas Shabbos, so we have the Mishkan and Shabbos next to each other, on the Maiden, we derive from this, Veleches Machsheves L'Shabbos. So the principle of Veleches Machsheves, which is really a description of the Melachos that were done in the Mishkan to build the Mishkan, they are called Veleches Machsheves, and we equate that to Shabbos, and that's going to establish that the Melachos of Shabbos are also Veleches Machsheves. So for example, we have Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa according to Rav Shimon. In the case of Chofer Guma, the Ein Tzarech Ella Li'afri doesn't need the hole, he needs the dirt. In case of Rabbi Yehuda, we have the principle of Mekalkel. And these are two dinim, two principles that are unique to Shabbos. Only in Hilchas Shabbos do we find something that is Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, that's Mekalkel, and that's Pot. Basically, these two principles are derivatives of the concept of Meleches Machsheves. We don't find Meleches Machsheves elsewhere. In Shari Suri Torah, we only find it as far as Shabbos is concerned. And we're going to see that wherever we look, Lo Nismato Eilu Mechiluv Doraisa, wherever we see that Meleches Machsheves is the principle that applies to a certain scenario, a certain case, it's always going to be a p'tur da'oraisa. It's going to completely undermine the violation of Meleches Shabbos on a da'oraisa level. But as far as Isur D'Rabban is concerned, it's called poter avalos. But there's a halacha called davar she'eino miskavin. Rabbi Yehuda holds its osur. Rabbi Shimon holds its mutter. For example, the Gemara has the case in Shabbos Taf Choftes, Gorer Kise Vesavsal. He's got a very heavy bench or a table or a chair, and he's just literally dragging it over the ground. And Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to do that. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that he's making charitzim, or at least he may be making charitzim, furrows in the ground. So the Gemara says, "Ubilvad shelo yiskavin lasos chritz." His intention is to transport the bench, the chair, from one place to the other. Inadvertently, what's happening is, as a result, he makes charitzim. He's not miskavin; he doesn't have intention to make charitzim. That's the p'tur of davar she'eino miskavin. So the question I want to raise with you as our first question for today is: does the case of davar she'eino miskavin according to Rav Shimon fit into Meleches Machsheves? Or is it independent of Meleches Machsheves? We have Meleches Machsheves in the case of Melech Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. We have Meleches Machsheves in the case of Mekalkel. What about Dover Shein Miskaf? So if we take a look at a number of sugyas elsewhere, primarily the sugya in Nazir on Daf Mem Beis, we will see that Rav Shimon's halacha of Dover Shein Miskaven is not a halacha in Shabbos. It's not a derivative of Meleches Machsheves, but rather it's a halacha principle in Kol HaTorah Kula. For example, in the case of Nazir Chofev Umefasfez, we're talking about a case where the Navi is doing Chafifas HaRosh, and he is pulling out sa'aros with his hands, even though his kavana is not to pull out the sa'aros. Okay? And yet, he's allowed to do this, even though he's pulling out the saros, and the reason is, says the Gemara, Kiman the Omer Dov Shenim Skamim Mutar, meaning Reb Shimon. We also have a Mishnah in Kilayim in the 10th parak, Mochrik Sus, Mochrim Kedakim, Bevlad Shalai Skav Vacham Necham Kshom Shekhomim. There too, he doesn't have Kavana to be Nana. He's only placing these Begadim of Shatnes on his body in order to transport them so that he can sell them. He's a salesman. And the Gemara says, you're allowed to do this. Even though he has some hanah from it, it's warming up his body. And the Gemara says that's going to Reb Shimon, who holds that the Dov Hashem Miskaven is mutter. So obviously, Dov Hashem Miskaven applies to other Yisurei Torah, whether it's the case of the removing hairs from the head of a Nazir, or whether it's the case of violating the Yisur Hanah Min HaShatnes, Levisha Shatnes. It's a Dov Hashem Miskaven, and it's a ptur in Kol HaTorah Kula. Now, before we try to analyze why the ptur of Dov Hashem Miskaven is a universal one that's not limited to Shabbos, it's not a derivative of Meleches Machsheves, let's first point out that the principle of Meleches Machsheves seems to have a very strong Svara element to it. It means that there's a certain Chashivus to the Melacha, and that is a prerequisite in violating Shabbos. Shabbos is not just a Maisa, but it's effectuating a change. We've spoken about this many times. So Meleches Machsheves indicates that the Tzuras HaPul is being done in a very specific way, in a perfect way, in other words, in a way that's very Chashiv, and the Mishkan will define exactly what they did with each one of the Melachas, what was their goal, and that defines it as a Meleches Machsheves. So for example, in a Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, where his need is other than the need, it's different than the need that they did the same Pa'ula, the same Melacha in the Mishkan, it's lacking in Meleches Machsheves. Also, if you do an act of Kilkel, and it's completely devoid of Tikkun, that's a Chisar, a deficiency of Meleches Machsheves. However, let's jump to Dov Hashem Miskaven. In Dov Hashem Miskaven, we're not talking about Chashivus. What we're talking about is the fact that the Maisa, and to define the Maisa as it relates to a person, we require Kavana. It's the Kavana that essentially generates the relationship between the Osa HaMaisa and the Maisa itself. So Rabbi Shimon's pointing out that Kavana plays such an important role. You'll see this, for example, in the Sugya in Psachim Daf Chafhei Amid Beis. And there the Gemara talks about Isuri HaNoa. That Dov Hashem Miskaven is Mutter. And in a case of the Efshar V'Kamachavin, it's Osir. Even though he couldn't have gone a different way, but since he had Kavana, then it becomes Osir. That's called Efshar V'Kamachavin. By the way, we find even with regard to Dini Momenos that there may be a halacha of Dov Hashem Miskaven, and there's a halacha of Achshave, which seems to also reflect the role of Kavana. So there may be many different areas where Kavana plays a role. And Rav Shimon applies that to Isurim to say that the prerequisite for violating an Isur is Kavana. Rabbi Nachmanal in Bava Kama Mem Dalet Amud Beis says that Rav Shimon patters you from Nezikin if there was no Kavana. And Rabbi Nachmanal says that's based on Rav Shimon Umetum, the universal statement of Rav Shimon, Dov Hashem Miskaven Muta. If Dov Hashem Miskaven were to be derived from a Pasuk, and that Pasuk would apply to Isurim, we have a principle of Mamonim Yisur Lo Yalfinon. It must be a Svara that when we talk about a Maisa and we want to relate that Maisa to a person to hold them responsible, whether it be Bisurim or Bedini Mominus in Ezekiel, it's got to be B'miskaven. The Ritva, on the other hand, in Masechta Yuma, writes that the principle of Reb Shimon Dov Hashem Miskaven is derived from Shabbos with a Binyan Av. It would seem that what the Ritva has in mind is that there's a mute in Shabbos of Meleches Machsheves, and from there we derive it to Kol Torah Kula. But if that's what the Ritva means, it's a Pella, because Mokshen Tzuchu Mekalkel, we don't derive from Shabbos to Kol Torah Kula. So to say that on the one hand, Dabar Sheni Miskaven is Mutter coined from Shimon under a Ptur of Meleches Machsheves, and then to go ahead and apply that through an analogy to Kol Torah Kula, that's very strange. Meleches Machsheves is a unique reflection of Hilchas Shabbos, and those dinim derived from Meleches Machsheves in Shabbos, those pturim, do not apply in Kol Torah Kula. In any event, with regard to Kol Torah Kula, in a Dover Sheinim Eskav, Reb Shimon is Matil Chatchila, there's no Issa Drabana. Whereas in Shabbos, we find that a Dover Sheinim Eskav, even though Reb Shimon is Matir, that's only on a Doraisa level, but on a Drabana level, it's Osir. Perhaps we can say that Reb Shimon would be Matir a Dover Sheinim Eskavin, even L'chatchila in Shabbos. The only time that we'll find Reb Shimon saying that it's Osim Rabbanon is a case where we remove Dover Sheinim Eskavin. That's called Psik Reisha, which we'll get to in just a minute. And then we introduce Melach Sheinim Tzrich L'gufa if it's Lo Nichole. So we'll talk about this in a minute, but suffice it to say that on one level, if we take the Ptur, the universal Ptur, or the Heter, I should say, of Dover Sheinim Eskavin that applies to all Yisuri Torah, we apply it to Shabbos, and completely circumvent the halacha of Meleches Machsheves, then we should have a situation where there's no Yisur Drabanan, it's Mutar L'chatchila. If, on the other hand, the principle of Dover Sheinim Eskavin will not take us all around the bases because there's going to be a blockage somewhere stopping us in the middle because of Psik Reisha, and then the best we can do is to say it's Lo Nichole. That Lo Nichole already invokes the unique Ptur of Melechus of Shabbos, and therefore we're going to apply the principle of Potur Avol Osa, the Rabbanim will Aser it. Melech Sheinim Tzrich L'gufa is somewhat reminiscent of Dover Sheinim Eskavin. Because even in Melach Sheni Tzrich L'gufa, we're talking about his mindset and his intention, his goal, but we should not confuse the two. In the case of Melach Sheni Tzrich L'gufa, we're talking about one Maisa. The question is, what is his goal in doing that Maisa? What's his tachlis, as we say? So if his tachlis is to create furrows in the ground, that's called Melech Escharisha, and he's Chayev. But if he doesn't need these furrows, he doesn't need these holes, he's not planting, he's not a farmer, all he needs is the offer, that's called a Melech Sheni Tzrich L'gufa. Most poskim paskin like Reb Shimon, that it's Potter Avol Osir. The Rambam is the paskin like Reb Yehuda in his opening perek in Hilchos Shabbos. And he passes that a Melech Sheni Tzrich L'gufa is Chayev. At the same time, the Rambam passes that Dover She'edim is Kaven, is mutter. So again, it's quite clear. Dover Sheinim Eskavin and Melach Sheinim Tzrich L'gufa are two separate things. In the case of Melach Sheinim Tzrich L'gufa, there's one Maisa. Just you ask the question, what is his goal? What is his purpose in this Maisa? In the case of Dover Sheinim Eskavin, we're going to see that there are two Maisim. There's Greiras Hakise, there's dragging the Safsal, the Kise, and there is Asiyas Charitzim. Those are two separate things. In fact, there are two separate objects, and therefore two separate meisim. There's one meisim being done on object A, and if you call it the victim of that meisim is the karka, that's called charitzim, and then there's meisim in chefetz B, which is the kisei itself, relocating the kisei, taking it out of place X and putting it into place Y. We have two Maisim. His Kavana will determine which Maisa is Nikra al Shmo, is related to him. In other words, he's got a Maisa, which really is two different Maisim, with two different purposes, two different goals. His intention will determine which of those two Maisim becomes the primary Maisa, as far as Halacha is concerned, and relates to him. If he needs the Charitzim, then he's doing a Maisa of miskaving for the charitzim. If he doesn't need the charitzim, he's being miskaving just to relocate the bench from place to place. Inadvertently, he creates charitzim. That's not considered his maisa because he doesn't have kavana for this maisa. So we separate the two maisim, and there's no kavana for the maisa of asiyas charisim. But the Gemara says, as I indicated earlier, and we know it from many different sugyas all over Shas, Moda Reb Shimon P'sik Reisha V'lo Yomus. One of those cases where Abaye and Rava are in agreement. What happens in the case where the safsal, the bench that he's dragging over the karka, is so heavy that we know for sure with absolute certainty that it's going to make charitza? So in such a case, Reb Shimon is Moda that it's Osir. It's no longer comes under the general head to Dovah Shein Miskavim because of a psikresha. Obviously, psikresha means you cut off the head of a chicken, you know it's going to die. It's certain that it's going to die. And here we have the famous Shitas Ha'oruch, which is quoted by Tosfos in Shabbos Kuf Gimel and in many other places, that psikresha is not an automatic mechayev, but if it's lo nichale, then it's okay. Again, when I say it's okay, I'm using a vague terminology. For our purposes, we can say it's mutter. And in so doing, that's what Reb Chaim Brisker always says, the Oruch belongs to the Ptur of Dovah Shein Miskavim and Kol Tor Kula. And that's a bit of a pella, how that happens. L'chora lo nichalei is more of a Shabbos Meleches Machsheves Halacha. In any event, the Oruch interprets the Sugya in Shabbos Afkuf Gimel, Hatolesh Asovim Bi'ara, the chavri is pulling out grass from his next door neighbor, his friend's karka. V'enam is kavim liapos hakarka. He has no intention of beautifying the karka. It's not his. I mean, if it was his karka, then it's probably demonstrable that he really wants to improve the karka. But it's not his karka. And therefore, it's clearly a case where he has no benefits from it. It's lo nichalei. And therefore, in this case where he's not miskavim for the yipui karka, he's just pulling out the grass, then there's no meleches charisha here because the dovah shein miskavim, even though it's a psikresha. But since it's lo nichle, because it's ayar dechavri, therefore it's mutter. And Tosfos themselves disagree with the Oruch, and they claim that when the Gemara says the ovid be ara dechavri, what the Gemara wants to say is that he's potter, but it's osur min rabbanan, it's not mutter. And the Gemara is not applying the principle of Dovah Shein Miskavim, that we've gotten rid of already because it's a psikresha. But rather, since it's Ara Dechavre, therefore it's a Malacha, Shein Etzrich Legufa, and we apply the principle of Potur Aval Aser. And this you'll find in Tosfos and other places, in Yuma Daf Lamed Hei, in Ksubas Daf Vav. But in certain places, you get the impression that fundamentally Tosfos agrees with the Svara of the Oruch on a Doraisa level, and therefore Midoraisa would be Dovah Shein Miskavim, despite the fact that it's a psikresha. But rather, Midorabbanan, it's Asur, even though it's lo nichale. It's an Iser Dirabbanan. So again, we have different versions of Tosfos, and the versions revolve around the following question. Does Tosfos completely outright reject the Oruch? And he's holding that the psikresha removes Dovah Shein Miskavim. What you're left with is lo nichale, which is called the Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa. So we have no application here of Dovah Shein Miskavim. Or no, fundamentally Tosfos embraces the shita of the Oruch. There is a concept called psikresha lo nichale, and really on a deraisa level, that would certainly be matir under the Halach of Dovah Shein Miskavim. However, the Rabbanu were machmir. And in this case of Lo Nichale, they applied the same yardstick that they applied in the case of Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa Reb Shimon, and that is that it's Potter Avalos. There's an Isur Derabon. So again, even though Tosfos may outright reject the Oruch, we're not sure. Again, there are different versions of different Tosfos. So nevertheless, they do quote the Shitas Oruch as what's called in the poskim, in the language of the poskim, a Snif Lohakim. Snif Lohakil is a difficult concept to define, but basically it means that sometimes if we have a combination of various reasons that lead us to a certain conclusion, and we want to be Makil, so even if we don't accept a certain Shita, but we're various different Shitas, different factors that might be Makil, so we actually pile them up one on top of the other, until finally we can construct some sort of a het. So Tosfos, although they reject the Oruch, nevertheless they will use the Oruch as a sniff
lahakil. Now, what we want to study right now is the following. The Aruch is matir of psikreishlo nichale, not only in Shabbos, but in Kol Yisurei Torah. And that's what Tosfos mentions more than once when he quotes the Aruch. For example, in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, we have the sugya of Mila, and the Gemara establishes that the essay of Mila is Docha the Lav of Hishomer Benega Hatzaras. The case is where the baby or whatever has a Nega B'makom Mila. There's no possibility of doing the Mila without cutting off the Nega, and there's an Isolav to cut off the Nega, Hishomer Vilcha B'nega Tzaras. So the Gemara establishes that if someone else could do the Mila other than the father, then that's the way it should be done, because this other person does not have kavana for Ktzitas Baheres. He's just having kavana for the Mila itself, and therefore there would be no violation of the Lav, because it's a Dover Shein Miskaven and called Tarkula, Rav Shimon is Matir. So the obvious question is the following. At the end of the day, when you cut off Mila B'Tzaras, you have a Psik Resha. So to apply the principle of the Aruch, to apply the principle of Dover Shein Miskaven is very difficult, because it's a Psik Resha scenario. So if there's no one else to cut, to do the Mila in this case, and right, I mean, if there's someone else to do the Mila, I said if there's no one else, if there's someone else to do the Mila, and this person who's doing the Mila is not Nena, he doesn't benefit by cutting off the Nega Tzaras, then it's Mutter. We see clearly here that even though we're dealing with a Lav on Kol Tarkula, and there's no Ptur B'lechs Machsheves, we're talking about the Iser Yisham L'cha B'nega Tzaras, nevertheless, the Aruch holds that if it's a psikresha to lo nichale, it's someone else who's doing the cutting, then it's mutter. And it means that the Aruch is saying that lo nichale is not called a psikresha. We go back to square one, and the din is the davar shenim miskaven, which is mutter b'chol yisurei Torah. So again, we have one approach here that's quite clear, and that's based on the sugya in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, that the Aruch would be matir k'tzitzas b'heres b'mila b'mok l'acher for someone else, and that's mutar l'chatchila, because even though there's a psikreisha he's going to cut off the nega tzaras, nevertheless, lo nichale blocks psikreisha and reverts back to davar shenim miskaven, which we know is mutar and kol Torah kula. However, here's where the problem arises. We have a Rashba with regard to this particular din, and the Rashba quotes the Aruch, and of course the Aruch's proof that he deduces from Mila B'Tzaras, and they add, when I say they, I mean the Rashba and other Rishonim, the Ramban and the Ran, that this proof is bolstered by a second proof. You remember that we mentioned earlier that Mochrei Ksus, Mochrim Kedak, Mavachli Skavi Lehenos, that they can pile on the Shatnez clothes on top of them, these sellers, because they don't have Kavona for Levisha, Nos Levisha. And once again, if we're being Matir L'Chatchil, it seems that Psikreishlo Nichle is Mutter. So again, we're not reverting to a Melech Machsheves Ptur, which is Potter Aval Asur, where the Rabbana would Asur, like Melech Shein Tzrif L'Gufa, but rather we're operating within the framework of Dover Shein Miskaven, which is Mutter B'Kol Tarkula, irrelevant to and independent of Melech Machsheves, and that engenders the Heter, L'Chatchila, and completely circumvents the Isid Rabbanon, called Potter Aval Asur. So now we have two Rayos to establish that Dover Shein Miskaven with a Psik Resha is Mutter L'Chatchila according to the Aruch, as long as it's Lo Nichale. We have the case of Mila B'Tzaras, and we have the case of Mochrei Ksus. So according to the Shitas Aruch, we know according to these Rishonim, as we mentioned before, the Rashba and others, that the Aruch HaShulch, that the Shitas Aruch, excuse me, is that even in other Isurei Torah, Psik Reishel Onichale is Mutter, which makes into a clear case of Dovar She'eno Miskaven. However, that's as far as the Sugya of Mila B'Tzaras on Kuf Lamed Gimel. If we turn back to Kuf Yud, there the Rashba says that as far as the Aruch is concerned, we distinguish between Shabbos and Shaar Isurei Torah. The case that he's dealing with is the case of Shetiyas Kos Shel Ikrin. Why is he drinking a Kos Shel Ikrin, which will make it impossible for him to reproduce? Because L'tzach Refuah, he has a disease, a certain illness, and this Kos Shel Ikrin will be effective to heal him from his illness. And he doesn't have kavana to violate the Isur Sirus by drinking the Kos Shel Ikrin. And as far as the sugi is concerned, that's a case of a Dovah She'eino Miskaven, because he doesn't have kavana for ikur, for violating that lav. And even though it's a psik resha, by taking this refu, he's definitely going to be ma'akir himself, violate that lav, but nevertheless, he doesn't have kavana. So we're obviously applying the principle of the aruch lo nichale. He has no benefits whatsoever, on the contrary, for the ikur, for the extra violation of the lav. So we see clearly that the Rashba understands that the Aruch and Kol Tarkul is matil chatchil in a psik reishel onichale, and yet the Rashba himself says that with regard to Shabbos, in a case of psik reishel onichale, the Aruch would aser lechatchila mirabbana. Now, once you've established that in Shari Suitar psik reishel onichale is mutar, it means that the psik reishel is obviously suspended, completely undermined, and we're back to Dover Shein Miskaven, which is mutar according to the Aruch. Why shouldn't that apply in Shabbos in a case of lo nichale, in which we insist that lo nichale undermines and neutralizes the psikration? We're back to Dovah She'eino Miskaven. That should be matel chatchila. And if you take a look in the Ramban, not here in Masechta Shabbos, but the Ramban in Ksubas Davov, which is the famous sugi of Ma'o Livol B'tchila B'Shabbos, you'll see that the Ramban quotes the Aruch, and he explains what's the tam, what's the underlying reason of the Aruch, that lo nichale is a mitigating factor. He says, the meleches Shabbos mesur lelev, sharei meleches machsheves osra Torah. Clearly the Ramban goes on record as interpreting the Aruch, applying the p'tur of meleches machsheves to a dover she'eino miskaven. And this is not the way we understood it all along, that the Aruch is talking about a universal tour of Dover She'eino Miskaven. The Ramban in Ksubas brings a raya to the Shitas Aruch from Mila B'Tzaras and from Kos Shel Ikrim. There seems to be a pella, there seems to be a contradiction in the Ramban. At the beginning, the Ramban says that the reason for the p'tur of psik reishel onichale is meleches machsheves, which obviously doesn't apply in Shaar Isurei Torah. And now the Ramban is saying that the din, the principle of the aruch of melech, of dover she'eino miskaven psik reishel onichale, is derived from meleches machsheves, which makes it a unique Shabbos halacha. So it's very strange, because the Ramban, on the one hand, is saying that the underlying reason for the Aruch is Meleches Machsheves. The Ramban's language is Meleches Machsheves Mesura Lelev, Sharei Meleches Machsheves Hasrit Torah. On the other hand, the Ramban, in his earlier discussion here, in the same paragraph, says that in the case of Koshal Ikrim, or in the case of Mila B'Tzaras, there's a heter l'chatchila, and if that heter l'chatchila applies to Shaar Isurei Torah, then psik reishel onichale could not possibly be a p'tur of Melechus Machsheves Mesura L'Lev, because Melechus Machsheves Mesura L'Lev would have no impact on Shari Suri Torah. And if the Ramban is claiming that the Aruch's Heter applies to Kol Tarkol Kula, meaning other Isurim other than Shabbos, and obviously he's not operating with Melech Machsheves Mesura L'Lev, but yet the Ramban himself is maintaining the position that the Aruch is based on Melech Machsheves Mesura L'Lev, which is a unique Shabbos halacha. How could the Ramban then turn around and point out that the Aruch Shita of Segrei Shlo Nichle applies in Kol Tarkul for all Isuri Torah? After all, the p'tur of Melech Machsheves is not shayach to Shari Suri Torah. The very moment that we apply the heter of Segrei Shlo Nichle Aruch to Shari Suri Torah, that itself is proof positive that we're not talking about Melech Machsheves Mesura L'Lev. And this kasha was first raised by the Korban Asanal on the Rosh. The Rosh also seems to contradict himself, and that's what the Korban Asanal wants to say. But whatever the Korban Asanal does say, that's according to the Shita of Rosh. We're trying to analyze the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashba, that old base medrash, and the Rosh itself. I mean, the words of the Rosh themselves need beer. But in any event, what we want to focus on now, and this is the main part of our discussion today, is Davar Sheni Miskaveh P'sikreisha, according to the Shita Sa'aruch, it's a case of P'sikreisha Lo Nichale, and that makes it into a Davar She'eno P'sikreisha. Somehow the Nichale undermines the P'sikreisha, the Lo Nichale, excuse me, undermines the P'sikreisha, and what we're left with is Davar Sheni Miskaveh. So Belchanan Wasserman in Kovet Shiurim on Ksubas Hafav explains this Shita of the Aruch. According to this explanation, when the Gemara says that Modur Rab Shim Psik Resha, that he's Chayev, that's because he's Kemiskaven L'Molocha Mamish. If he knows, without any shadow of a doubt, with pure 100% certainty, that through this Maisa that he's about to implement, Te'asa Molocha, and Molocha will be done, then if he goes and he does it, he's certainly being miskaveh. So Psik Resha, in effect, converts an Eina miskaveh into miskaveh. But in the case of Lo Nichale, it's mutter, because you don't apply the principle of Eina miskaveh and kimiskaveh if it's Lo Nichale. Because if it's Lo Nichale, obviously, b'metzius, he's not being miskaveh for this malach. He doesn't want it to be done. It's going to hurt him. It's going to be detrimental. So the main point here, according to Rabbi Chanan, is that Psik Resha has to turn an Eino Miskaven into Miskaven by the fact that he knows that this Maisa is going to happen. Let's say, for example, if the couch is very heavy, he knows he's going to be making Chritzim. And that's considered as if he is Miskaven to make Chritzim. You know, he can't hide his head in the ground like an ostrich and say, well, I didn't realize that malacha was going to be done. No, he knows about it. And it's vada. He cuts the head off a chin, the head off a chicken, he knows the chicken's going to die. Oh. So if the whole point of Psik Resha is to convert an Eino Miskaven into Miskaven, comes with the Aruch and he says, but Lo Nichale. If it's Lo Nichale, he gets no benefits from it, then he's certainly not being Miskaven to that malacha. Meaning, he's not like an empty jughead. He's not totally devoid of any brains. He knows what's going to happen as a result of his action. That is kavana. But if it's Lo Nichale, says the Aruch, then you can't say that he's miskaving to that malacha. Why would he be miskaving to that malacha? Simply because of its certainty, if he gets no benefit from it. It's Lo Nichale. So again, Psik Resha itself, we can understand. In the case of Psik Resha, he knows it's going to happen, and that creates a certain, shall we say, a benefit that he gets from that second Maisa happening. But in the case of Lo Nichale, we don't apply that principle of Ki'ilu is Kaven. He doesn't have Kavana. And that would explain, says Rabbi Chanan, the Shita of the Aruch, that we could be matir l'chatchila in a case of secretia delo nichale. Those who disagree, they must hold that the reason for Rav Shimon of secretia is not because he's having kavana to the other malacha, but rather it's enough that he's miskaven for his maisa. And what would be the result of the maisa? That we'll have to decide. So the bottom line, the main point of Rav Elchanan is that although psikration in and of itself could create, transform an enemis kavin to miskavin, but b'med varamurim when it's nichale, if it's lo nichale, it becomes an enemis kavin. Those who disagree with that shita and would hold that in a psikration lo nichale, it's not considered dovash enemis kavin, they would maintain that the reason why Rav Shimon is modin of secretion is not because it makes him into a miskaven, Ella, but rather all we need is that he has kavana for the maisa, and since that maisa will definitely create that result, if he has kavana to chop off the head of a chick, we know it's going to create the result. That's why he's chayev. So it's the hechrech that's inherent in his maisa, the hechrech to do the malacha, which lies with inherent in the maisa, that's what's mechayev him in the case of psik reisha. And therefore, even if it's lo nichole, that's irrelevant. The mechayev is because of the hechrech, because of the fact that it's predictable. We know the malacha is going to be done. It's vaday, it's certain. So what are you going to tell me, lo nichole? Lo nichole must be some new halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, because melech machsheves, as we called it before, melech shen tzrich l'gufa, it's potav halasa. Now, Rabbi Chanan's explanation for those Rishonim who maintain that in a psik reisha, the lo nichole, it's mutal chatchila, because it's the lo nichole does not allow the psik reisha to transform him into a miskavin, so at the end of the day, he's an ein miskavin. We can find this in the language of the Rush, when he says, in the case of psik reisha, anan sahadi demechaven. In other words, the power and the force of psik reisha is to convert an eino miskaven into miskaven. Therefore, in a case of lo nichale, it's considered eino miskaven. Now, according to Rabbi Chanan's approach, if a person doesn't have kavana and he doesn't know that it's psik reisha, it should be mutter. Because again, Rabbi Chanan wants to say that psik reisha makes him into a miskaven, but if he doesn't even know it's a psik reisha, then how could you call him a miskaven? You know, you're ultimately coming back to the mindset of the person. You're saying that he has kavana, he has intention, because it's a psik reisha, it's definitely going to happen, but you can't say that if he doesn't even know it's a psik reisha. So therefore, if I see my friend and I see that he's doing something that's psik reisha, but he himself, my friend himself, doesn't know that it's a psik reisha, I don't have to be mafresh him. I don't have to say, wait a minute, separate him. Let him do what he has to do, because it's a psik reisha which doesn't have yediyah, and if there's no yediyah, there's no kavana, such a psik reisha will never convert an ein miskaven into a miskaven. The only thing is, if a person doesn't, you know, if lo nichale blocks the ein miskaven ki miskaven svara, then why not say that in every adam kosher is lo nichale? He doesn't want to do a malacha. He doesn't want to violate an iser. So that itself should make, by definition, every case of a davish ein miskaven, even though it has psikration, into a case of lo nichale, and he's not miskaven. That's an interesting question that has to be taken up. Now, we want to understand those Rishonim who would hold that secretion of Nichle Koyt Yorach is Potter Avol Osir. For this, we want to take a look in Shari Yosher of Rab Shimon Shkop, Gimel Chaf Hei, and there Rab Shimon says the following, that the heter of Dover Shem is Kavin fundamentally is that the Shem HaMaisa, meaning the character and the identity of the action, is determined by Kavanas HaAdam. We hinted on such a svar a little bit earlier. And since there are two different Maisim here, for example, in the case of a Nazir, on the one hand, he's doing Siruk HaSe'ar. He's taking out knots by combing his hair. But on the other hand, he's also removing hairs from his head. So there are two different Maisim that are going on. Which one of these two has the Shem Maisa? to which one can we hold him responsible for? And the answer is, it all depends on his kavana. If he doesn't have kavana for Hasharas HaSeor, then his Shei Maisa is just Siruk, but not Tlish HaSeor. And we'll see something similar in the Achronim with regard to the case of Greiras Kisei V'Savso when he's making Charitzim, that the Achronim use a language that's Ki'ilu Nasa Bidei Shamayim. In other words, this Maisa is not related to him, it's not Miuchas Achrov, because he has a kavana for a different Maisa. Oh, so if this be the case, how does Psik Reisha operate? Psik Reisha basically says that since it's impossible to do one thing without the other, you can't separate between the two, that it becomes one Maisa. If one Maisa is behechrech machayev that there must be another Maisa, then it's really one Maisa. If we cannot be mafrid between the two, then akol nidon kemaisa echad. And therefore, when he has kavanah to be sorek his seyar, basically he has kavanah to be meshir his seyar, because ain't srika below ashara. And according to this definition, there's no difference whether it's noach lo, whether he's nene, or he's not nene. At the end of the day, he did an act of hasharas seyar, and he had kavanah for that act, because the Psik Reisha accomplishes the goal of collapsing these two maisim into one. Now, Rav Shimon Shkup wants to use this lundus to explain Rav Kiveger. Rav Kiveger in Yoredeya Simon Pei Zayin discusses the case of a Suffolk Psik Reisha. In other words, we don't know whether it is a Psik Reisha or it's not. And Rav Kiveger wants to say that Lishaavar, we'll explain what that means in a second, it's not considered a psik reisha. For example, a person has a pot on the fire, and the pot is owned by a guy, which means that there's blia here of meat and milk, and there's an iser of bishul basar v'chalav. So if a person stokes the fire underneath a kedera of nachrim, there should be an isur of bishul basar v'chalav, because the fear that we have, the possibility is that this pot is balua mi basar v'chalav. So Rabbi Kiveger asks the following question. He says, I don't get it. He's not being miskaven to be mevashel them. This should be a classical case of a davar she'eino miskaven. And not only that, there's no vados. We don't know for sure that there's basar v'chalav there. So it's like Gregor's kisei Mita v'savsol, where there's no vada, it'll be karitzim, and Rav Shimon is matir. Why is it usur, therefore, in the case of kedero shel nachrim, to turn on the fire? And why? You can ask rhetorically, does he have any kavana for bishul basar v'chalav? He's not miskaving to be mevashel basar v'chalav. And not only that, there's no vados that this basar v'chalav. It's really a classic case of davar she'eino miskaven. So Rabbi Kiveger wants to say the following, that there's a chiluk. Here's the lumdus of Rabbi Kiveger. If there's a suffik lahava, in other words, if from the get-go I can tell you, look, I don't know when you pull this chair, this couch, what's going to happen. I don't know what the results are. Will it make haritzim? Will it not make haritzim? That's a suffik on what's going on now for the future. However, there is a case where the suffolk is not on what's going on in the future, meaning if I go ahead and I embark upon this action of greiras kisei v'savsol, a suffolk, whether it make haritzim, but rather the suffolk is on the matzav dahashta of now. Is there blia of basar v'chalav in the kedera, or is there not? And if there is, then his chatia under the fire, poking the flames here, is an act of bishul basar v'chalav, and it's considered a psik reisha. So it's a different kind of a psik reisha. It's a psik reisha on the tzad that the metzius is that there is in this kedera a blia of basar v'chalav. We don't know that that's the case. But on the tzad that there is a case, it's a real psik reisha that he's violating the iser of bishul basar v'chalav. And therefore what we have here really is a suffek doraisa. And based on this analysis, where again we don't know the mitzius, so therefore we call it a suffix psikresha, but it's not at all a suffix psikresha. It's a vadi psikresha, but a suffix, meaning it's not a case where I don't know, and therefore it becomes we undermine the principle of psikresha. Psikresha is when I know. Here there's no certainty because I don't know that this possible called balua. No, here I'm not aware of the mitzius. The suffix is on what's going on now. I can't even tell you what's going on now. Does the Kedera have Balua Bas B'cholav or not? However, on the Tzad, if you want to assume suffix L'chumah, there is Bas B'cholav. There's no question in our minds that his Chatia is an act of Bishul Bas B'cholav. It's definitely a Psikresha. It should be also like any other suffix D'oraisa. And that's the way Rabbi Kivega understands it. And this, if you recall, is going to contradict the famous Shitas HaTaz. The Taz has a case where you have a Teva and you don't know if there are flies inside the Teva. Are you allowed to lock it up? He has no Kavana to capture, to be Tzad, the Zvuvim. And it's not a Psikresha, says the Taz, because maybe there are no Zvuvim there. We don't know for sure there are Zvuvim. Says Rav Kveger, according to my Svara, this is clearly a case of Isur, Yesh Lesar, because if indeed the Metzius is that there are Zvuvim in there, then it's a Psikresha. We don't know whether there are or they're not. Now, if we assume that the reason why Psikresha is Asur because it's like he's miscarrying to the Isur, then if it's not Vaday in his mind that this is going to happen, then that's not a psikresha. What difference does it make if the suffix is lahava or l'sha'avar? But if on the other hand we define the reason of Dovashen Miskavim because there are two different maisim over here, and which maisim relates to him, he, the osa maisim, kovea, based on his kavana, which of the two maisim are miyuchas to him, and in the case of psikresha, where everything is considered like one maisa, so even though he's not miskaven befahal eliyachemihem, he's really miskaven only to one of them. Nevertheless, it's considered if he's miskaven to both of them because they're all one. If that be the case, then if we have a suffix of lahava, then we can treat it like two different maisa, because right now at this particular moment we can separate one from the other. We could separate Gorer from Charutz. But in a Safek de Lahava, since according to one Tzad, there are Zvuvim there now, so then when I lock up the Teva, the Tzeda of the Zvuvim is done with one Maisa. So too, if I'm Chota the Eish and the Bishul Bas B'cholav, if there's Bas B'cholav in existence there, it's Maisa Echad, and therefore it becomes a dover amaskavin, because it's maisechot, he has kavanah for that mais. So just to summarize, we have two mahalchim, two different roads, two different approaches to the Isur Psikresha. One is to say that since it's vadai, therefore he's miskavin for the Isur. In a case where he doesn't know that it's vadai, we could say that it's not a Psikresha. The other approach is that since both maisim are definite and certain, therefore we collapse the both maisim into one maisa. We no longer have the right to say that he's not miskaven, because he's definitely miskaven to this maisa. Now, he may not know whether it's a psikresha, but on the side that it's a psikresha, it's one maisa. So you have here a suffix d'oraisa, like the case of Zvuvim, or in the case that we discussed earlier about the heavy benches. In all those cases, the fact that he doesn't benefit from the other Maisa is irrelevant, because it's no longer a second Maisa, it's Maisa Echad. We collapse the two together based on the Svar of Psikresha. And therefore, in the case where he's turning on the fire under a non-Jewish pot, so to speak, then he's being Mevashel Bas B'Cholav. Again, we don't know for sure there is Bas B'Cholav, but it's a Suffolk Bas B'Cholav. On the side that there's Basa B'cholav there, it's one Maisa of Bishul Basa B'cholav. He's not just being Mevashel all the food that's in the pot. He's being Mevashel of Basa B'cholav Balua. And in such a case, we cannot apply the principle of Lo Nichale. Here, Psikresha will do me under. and he has kavanah for one maisa. If we would have taken the approach that we're going to try to create a kavanah of some sort through psik resha, then in the case where he doesn't know that it's going to happen, he doesn't know if there's basav chalav there, you can't tell me that he's miskaven. He doesn't even know about it. Okay, Rabbi, so we covered a lot today, and we'll stop here. Again, Yosef Mimasha Kosev Khan, but to just make some sort of breakthrough and scratch the surface of Melech Machsheves, that I think we did a nice limud, and Belinetta will try to continue with Melech Machsheves another time.